Hi, this is Bria Barthel for Hudson Mohawk Magazine, and today I'm talking about books with Carol Roberts. The Young People's Services Librarian from Torrey Public Library is going to be sharing some ideas for reading for December. So Carol, take it away.
Thanks for having me. The first book I'd like to talk about is called Snowmen at Night. It's written by Carolyn Buehner, and I believe the illustrator is her husband, Mark Buehner. What I love about this book is the illustrations are vivid, the words rhyme, so it appeals to even the very youngest listeners, and it's a story about what snowmen do at night after we're all asleep. Let me just read you a little bit. One wintry day, I made a snowman, very round and tall. The next day when I saw him, he was not the same at all. His hat had slipped, his arms drooped down. He really looked a fright. It made me start to wonder, what do snowmen do at night? I think that snowmen start to slide when it gets really dark, off the lawn and down the street, right into the park. They gather in a circle while they wait for all the others, sipping cups of ice-cold cocoa made by snowman mothers. Very fun.
And the pictures are really beautiful, showing the snowmen against an increasingly darkening sky. Very nice.
Another thing that's fun about this book is there's hidden images throughout the story in the illustrations, which are just really fun for kids to find. I have another picture book called Barren Wolf, and this one is by Daniel Salmieri. It's a very simple book. The illustrations are simple, but what's beautiful about it is that it's about a bear and a wolf who come nose to nose, and it's evening in snowy woods, and they're both appreciating, you get the sense that they're both appreciating the beauty and the stillness, but both are encountering the other and wondering who this person is and what they might be up to. And it switches back and forth between their perspectives, which is really the whole point of the book. It's about, I believe, people coming from, or persons coming from different places, but sharing the same sense of wonder and appreciation for the beauty that surrounds them. Wonderful story. And I would say that's probably good for ages 3 and up. Winter Bees and Other Poems of the Cold by Joyce Sidman and Rick Allen is a book full of, obviously, poetry, but also interesting facts on each subject that takes place in the poem. So, for example, in the first story, I say story, in the first poem, The Dream of the Tundra Swan, dusk fell and the cold came creeping, came prickling into our hearts. As we tucked beaks into feathers and settled for sleep, our wings knew. And on the opposite page are facts for kids to appreciate. For example, why do some birds migrate as winter approaches? And where do swans spend the winter? And how far do tundra swans fly? And, you know, it's interesting, and I didn't know, was that migrating birds fly in the V because it makes them more aerodynamic as a group, and I never knew that. So this book's full of lots of interesting facts, but fun poems, and all take place in winter. And I should also mention the illustrations are lovely as well.
The illustrations are beautiful. Even if you don't have a child, I encourage you to come and look at the book.
Yes, they look like they were done from perhaps woodblock prints. I'm not an artist, so I can't really say, but they are lovely. And now I have a little something for the older kids. There's two books I wanted to talk about. They're both about winter romance for teens. One is called Snow and Love, written by Melissa Dela Cruz, Nick Stone, Amy Friedman, and Casey West, and there's four stories. The first one is about a young gal who's stranded at the airport, and doesn't know how she's going to get home for the holidays and finds some friends from school, and they end up sharing a ride and having adventures. And there's an attraction between the main character and one of her friends, and it develops from there. But it's a good story. It's a good read. And so there's four stories in all, and I would read it, and I'm going to keep reading it. Another book that's very similar is called Let It Snow, and it's written by John Green and three other authors whose names escape me. But it's a similar story about snowy romances or romances around the holidays.
Great. Those are all wonderful books suggestions. Besides books, you have lots of other materials, too. Can you tell us something about the magazines in your collection?
Sure. We have magazines for all ages, from the very youngest kids. We have Baby Bug for babies, and those are pretty heavy duty. They're a lot like board books, but lighter, and so we have those. And then we have Highlights, which we've all had, we all know about because it's been around for so long. And we have Cricut magazine, which is full of poems. We have more science-oriented magazines, and we have like Odyssey. We have Cobblestone, Sports Illustrated, and if you know, for nature fans, we have Ranger Rick and Ranger Rick Jr. And we have a cooking magazine for kids. We also have magazines for parents. We have Parents Magazine, and we have a homeschooling magazine. So if you're interested in making the transition from public school to homeschooling, we have lots of resources, including digital, that can help parents make that transition.
And besides the books and magazines and online resources, you were telling me earlier about some of the great take-it kits? I can't remember what the term was for.
We call them take-and-make kits or grab-and-go kits. And we have ones for teens, and then we have ones for younger children. Last month was Dinovember, so we had dinosaur kits. And then this month, and these will be coming out next week, we have crafts, and let's see, you can make your own star. You know those cool stars that you see people have that hang in their windows? Sometimes they're like lights, they're three-dimensional. We have one of those as a craft. We also have, you can make a penguin water bottle, and we have some New Year's Eve crafts to keep your young ones busy. And we have also, I should mention, in January, it's going to be National Bobblehead Day on the 7th, and so we'll have a bobblehead craft, which I plan to do myself, because that looks silly and fun.
And you had said something about a kit that all you had to add was marshmallows and pasta or something?
Yes, we provide the marshmallows and the pasta and instructions. This is, every month we're having a science kit, which we are doing in partnership with engineering students from RPI. And this month we're having a kit on structures, and so kids will learn about places like falling water and, by Frank Lloyd Wright, that name escaped me for a second, and also the Leaning Tower of Pisa. And so what the kids will do is they'll make their own structure out of the materials provided, which in this case are spaghetti and marshmallows. And there's a video that goes with it, and they'll try to see what makes a structure strong. So they're going to learn about things like that, about design and the science of that relates to architecture and what makes something more weight-bearing than something else.
That's great. Thank you so much for your recommendations and for the information. And I will see you again in a month to hear your January suggestions. This is Bria Barthel talking about books with Carol Roberts, Young People's Services Librarian at the Troy Public Library. Thanks a lot, Carol.
Thank you so much.